calls it revisionist history. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's resigning his government posts in December, is criticizing what he calls conspiracy theories about the origins of COVID and insisting he has always had an open mind.
You can keep an open mind and still have an opinion of what the most likely origin is, and a large group of highly qualified, unbiased scientists feel that it is most likely a natural occurrence.
Fauci also telling Fox's Neil Cavuto it would be molecularly impossible for the viruses used in U.S.-funded research in China to have turned into the new coronavirus. Republicans pledging to hold COVID hearings if they take back control of Congress. Today, the road to the midterms runs through Florida and New York.
In Florida, both Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio are running unopposed. The most competitive, high-profile race is the Democratic primary to take on DeSantis. Former governor and current Congressman Charlie Crist is taking on Secretary of Agriculture Nikki Fried, who certainly has momentum and has tightened this race in the past few weeks.
Fox's Phil Keating, some tight congressional races in both states, including battles between the more moderate and extreme wings of either party. Oklahoma has runoffs on the ballot today. Lawyers for former President Trump have until Friday to respond to questions about his motion for an independent review of material seized by the FBI from his Florida estate. The federal judge on that case just announcing that deadline. Sheriff's officials in California just confirming that the body found in a submerged car is 16-year-old Kylie Rodney, who had vanished from a high school party 2 weeks ago. No word yet on the rest of today's autopsy results. With her death still under investigation, it was Rodney's car found in a reservoir. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former Louisville police officer pleads guilty to a conspiracy charge in connection with the raid that killed Breonna Taylor.
Kelly Goodlett admitted in federal court to working with another officer to use false information to get a warrant to raid Breonna Taylor's apartment in March of 2020. Taylor was killed in a shootout that started when her boyfriend fired on the officers who entered during that raid. Goodlett will be sentenced in November. She faces up to 5 years, but the judge says extenuating circumstances could delay that sentencing. There is a possibility that Goodlett could testify against her three co-defendants. Those trials are set for October. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A California prosecutor defending her decision to charge Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, with misdemeanors instead of a felony in a DUI crash case based in part on the minor injuries to the other driver. Pelosi pleading guilty through an attorney today to one count. He gets a variety of penalties, including 3 years probation, DUI classes and fines, but he won't face any additional time in jail beyond the few days when he was arrested. An online giant makes a play to reach more football fans.
Amazon Prime Video, which holds the exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football, has struck a deal with satellite TV company DirecTV to broadcast games to bars and restaurants and other out-of-home venues this season. For the first time this year, a streamer is the sole proprietor for Thursday Night Games. The deal kicks off this week with the NFL's final preseason game and continues for all 15 regular season games. It will also include Amazon runs pregame and postgame coverage.
Fox's Michelle Polino. DirecTV for Business works with more than 300,000 venues. A down day on Wall Street. It had been a mixed day, but the Dow finishes down 154. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.